Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, December 29th. First, the weather. Look for partly sunny skies the next few days with afternoon highs around 80. At night, it'll dip to about 70. Let's get things started with COVID. People are worried about the new variant. You can tell by how they lined up for free home test kits. 27 Miami-Dade libraries gave away the rapid tests on Monday morning. And they were gone quickly. In Coconut Grove, the demand was so high that the branch gave away its supply of more than 400 tests before the library was set to open. Video taken outside West Kendall Regional Library showed a long line of about 150 people stretching from the front door past several storefronts along the sidewalk. For more on the COVID crisis in Florida, go to miamiherald.com. In food news, a taste of the Southern Mediterranean has arrived in the heart of Lincoln Road. Playa is now open in the Sterling Building. The 4,400-square-foot restaurant has a huge outdoor terrace and indoor seating. The Mediterranean fare includes seafood towers and grilled lamb skewers, fresh whole fish, and a signature kosher filet mignon. There's also seafood mac and cheese. Playa will host live music and other entertainment. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate news, the middle class is feeling the squeeze when it comes to home buying in Miami-Dade. And the wealthy professionals keep on buying and buying. The hot housing market also has some homeowners sitting on the sidelines. They're staying put rather than looking to sell and buy another house at the high end of the residential real estate cycle. The trends are part of the latest housing data just released by the Miami Association of Realtors. The median price to buy single-family homes in the county in November jumped to $502,750. That's up 11% from $450,000 a year ago. In sports, Coach Jim Harbaugh and his Michigan Wolverines touched down at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport and were greeted by temperatures in the mid-70s. A day later, Coach Kirby Smart and his Georgia Bulldogs landed at Miami International Airport. It was almost 80 degrees when they stepped off the plane. But enough about the warm weather. Let's talk about the hot teams. Two of college football's top teams have officially made it to South Florida. The number 2 Wolverines and number 3 Bulldogs will face off in the Orange Bowl on Friday in one of two college football playoff semifinal games. Kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium is set for 7:30 p.m. And finally, in entertainment, a New Year's Eve party planned for Miami's downtown waterfront will go on as planned amid a surge in infections of the Omicron variant. The celebration at Bayfront Park is free. The event features musical performances by Hispanic artists Willie Chirino, Gente de Zona, Noelia, and Nacho. For those who want to see the music and fireworks but avoid the crowds, the New Year's Eve celebration will be broadcast on America TV. That's WJAN Channel 41. The broadcast will begin at 6 p.m. and run to 12:30 a.m.